and amen. You may be seated. That's something to be excited about this morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, oh, there's so many directions I could go in here this morning. But we're going to start out in the book of Mark chapter 9. And then we're going to be over in Proverbs chapter 3. Then we're going to be over into Hebrews chapter 11. And what we're going to share and talk with you about today is faith and trust. There is a difference between the two. You can't have the one without the other. You're going to discover that as we look at what the Word of God has to say to us today. Let's start out with Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And this was a man here that brought his son onto Jesus. And this son had a spirit. And it said his son in verse 17 has a dumb spirit. He taketh him, teareth him, he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they could cast him out, and they could not do it. And then it goes on down through, and Jesus is talking to this man. And then we're picking up in verse 23. Jesus said unto this man, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And we're going to understand what that means a little bit better here in just a few moments of time. Now over in Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. This I have shared before. It's a favorite passage of Scripture for many people. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And then over to Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we're going to talk about faith and trust this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you'll anoint us today, God, as we share this word. Lord, this truth that's in your word today, God, that faith and trust, Lord, will get an understanding of it, that it'll rise in our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. So back over in the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6, we'll start out there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I got to put a marker there. They'll probably be coming back that way. Amen. These little cards they gave us up here are good, except they all stick together. Amen. So faith is simple. Faith is simple. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith is simple. We make faith complicated. When it comes to God, we make faith complicated. Now, in the natural things of life, we don't make faith very complicated. So what is faith? Faith is just more than blind obedience. Whenever Abraham left the land of Ur and he was to travel and he was looking for that city whose builder and maker was God, he wasn't just a blind obedience. God told me to go, so I'm going to go. Faith is not just a blind obedience. Faith is trust. Faith is a trust that something or someone is what it says it is. It's a faith or a trust that somebody or something is something that it says and it does what it says it's going to do. You have that faith in trust. We trust in stuff every day. You all have faith, and I know you have faith. To every man is given a measure of faith. The Bible tells us that. But you have faith in this world. The ungodly people even have faith, as faith is. Faith is a noun. It's something. It's a thing. You trust the chair that you're sitting in. I was watching here this morning, and I didn't see anybody come in and stop and look at the chair that you're sitting in. Now, we have this stool over here. There might be some of you, if you were going to sit on this stool over here, you might try it out. We have two stools here. In fact, the phone there is on the one where we're doing the Facebook Live, and that one's a little more shaky. But you take this stool here, and you come in, And I don't think there's anybody in here, and we could try it out, so I'm not going to look for any volunteers today. But if I asked somebody to come up here and sit on this stool, they would come up here and they would just sit on this stool. Now, if somebody would come up here and I would say, Davina, come over here and sit on this stool, and she would come over, well, I'm not so sure about that. And she would go like this, and she would look at it, and she would turn it upside down and try every little glue joint in there to see if it was strong and shake it a little bit and then sit on it. We would look at her and think that's pretty silly. But many times, that's what we do when it comes to having faith and trust in God. God says we are to have faith in Him, and we're like, well, I don't know. You know how easy it is to have faith in God? As easy it is for you to come up here and sit on this stool. As easy it is for you to come in and sit on that chair that you're sitting in today. You didn't pick that chair up and turn it over and try it out and sit down real soft on it. Okay, I'm feeling a little better. Then you put all your weight. Hey, I guess this is going to work. But that's what we do with God many times. That's how our faith works. When you go to work with your cell phone, you pick up your cell phone. When you pick it up, you have faith that that's going to work. You're not, well, here it goes. I hope this works like they said it's going to work. You expect that thing to work. When you got into your car today, you weren't like, well, I don't know if this thing's going to start. Now, if you have a reason, if your car's been failing, you're like Brother Kyle and Sister Brooke, their vans failed them. They'd have a reason to wonder if they put a key in it today and had faith. If they had the right kind of faith, maybe it would start. Brother Brian's been looking at it a little bit. But when you work that cell phone, you don't pick it up and say, well, I hope it's going to work. You don't hope that your thermostat is going to work. You have faith in that thermostat. When you turn it, it's going to work. And so our faith in God, I'm going to take this back up here with me, but our faith in God needs to be the same way. That's how simple faith is. We are the ones that makes faith complicated. If God said He's going to do something, He's going to do it. The manufacturer of this stool says it's going to hold me, and I don't have the papers on it. It probably does have a weight limit on, you know, the size of person or how much weight you can safely put on this thing. But with God, we like to test God. We like to try God out and see if it's going to work out. We trust that our car is going to start. Amen. And so this trust that we have, that this stool is going to hold me, the faith and trust you have that your car is going to start, the faith and trust that you have, I don't know where I put it, and I guess it's a good thing, the faith and trust you have in your cell phone, oh, my cell phone's over there today, you just know that it's going to work. That's not a mind-boggling, changing thing. This trust isn't a earth-changing faith. That's not earth-changing faith that it's going to work like it says it's going to work. When you go to lay down in your bed at night, me and my wife traveled 27 days in the month of June. When we went into the motel rooms, she didn't have a whip after me and says, now you get down there and you make sure that these beds are safe before we get into them. I want you to see if they're really supported right. Is that bed really going to hold us? I'm not so sure it's going to hold us. We went into those rooms when it was time to go to bed. We climbed in that bed. We didn't get down and inspect that bed and see if it was going to hold us up. But we had that thing and that trust that we had, and it wasn't a life-changing faith. And so the chair that you're sitting in today, amen, you came in and you sat down. You didn't even give any thought. You just come in and you just sat down. You went out to your car, you put the key in and you turned it, and you just knew that car was going to start. If you picked up your cell phone and texted somebody or a call come in, you just knew that it was going to work. Whenever you turned that light switch on, you knew that that light was going to come on. If I go over there and turn that switch over there, I don't have any doubt that those fans are going to work. Well, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to try it. You all be praying that hopefully those fans will come on. I know they're going to come on. That's the way we do with natural things. And so before we sit down in the chair, we didn't have any inspection of that before sitting down. You trusted that that chair was going to do what it was designed to do. That that car was going to do what it was designed to do. That phone was going to do what it was designed to do. We do this with just about everything we use and we depend upon. It's going to do what it says it's going to do. Amen. Your phone, you trust that it's going to work. Well, you know what? God wants us to trust Him the same way. That He's going to do what He is designed to do. That He is going to do what He says He is going to do. So what is faith? Faith is trust in action. Faith is trust in action. There's a trust element that goes with it, that they're going to do what you said you're going to do. My father used to use this example. You can take a young child, and I don't recommend doing this. Amen. I don't recommend doing this because it could be borderline abuse, is what people would say, or neglect. You could take a young child and set him up on the edge of the refrigerator, and then you stand back and say, jump into my arms. What's that child going to do? He's going to jump into your arms. He's going to jump off of that refrigerator. He doesn't realize it, but he has faith and trust that you're going to catch him. He has that element of faith. So faith is trust in action. God expects us to believe that he is who he says he is. I am that I am. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. On and on we could go with different scriptures in the Word of God. But God expects us to believe that he is who he says he is, and he does what he says he is going to do. He expects us to believe that. Just like this manufacturer of this chair expects me to believe that it's going to work. The manufacturer of that Hammond organ over there, when they made that, I have an expectation when I turn that on, it's going to have a Hammond sound to it. I'm not going to turn that organ on and I'm going to start hitting it and it sounds like a piano. And just like the manufacturer of the piano, I believe when I hit those keys, it's going to sound like a piano. How weird would it be if I hit those keys and it sounded like an organ? That would be messed up. Or I start playing the drums and the drum sounds like a piano. That would be a messed up thing. They do what they are designed to do. God wants us to believe that he is going to do what he says he is going to do. He is who he says he is. It's plain and simple. We need to do this. So what's the secret to having that kind of faith? What's the secret to having faith? Amen. Better yet, what do you expect out of God? What's your expectation from God? Some people's expectation from God is they don't use the faith element very much. Their expectation from God is this old analogy right here. And some people like to think they might have scripture for it, but I don't think they do. Some people's expectation is from God, I'll do what I can do for myself. God expects me to do what I can do for myself, and when I can't do it, then he'll be there to help. God even wants to help you in the little small areas of your life. Amen. And so what do you expect out of God in your life? What's your expectation from God? My expectation from God is when I'm up against it and I can't figure out how to get out of it, then God's going to show me. How about your expectation be from God that he's never going to leave me? He's never going to forsake me. He's going to be with me unto the end. He's going to be my comforter and guide. He's going to lead and he's going to guide me into all truth. My expectation from God is that he is with me every moment of every day. He's right there beside me. My expectation from God isn't just when I don't know what to do or I run into something bigger than me, then God can come in and help. For how can I know that God's going to help me with the big issues that I have if I don't let him help me with the smaller issues that I have? We need to put our faith and our trust in God. Amen. We know it's easy to expect a result when it's always worked before. It's easy to expect the result that this stool's going to hold me because it's always worked before. But let this stool fail me one time, I'm going to be a little bit leery of it. I witnessed an individual one time. We had stools at our house when we lived out on Greendale Road, and we always sat on those stools, but when you sat there, we're a little wiggly and shaky. That one there is almost in that condition, and we always sat on that stool with no trouble. And there was a brother that came out there to visit, and he sat on that stool, and I witnessed it, and when he sat down, that stool collapsed. It wasn't a pretty thing. Well, after the fact that that stool collapsed, we could have fixed that stool. We could have did with it what we wanted to, but he was probably always going to be a little bit leery of that stool because it failed him one time. There is nothing in God that we have to be leery of because God has never failed us one time. He has never let us down. This faith thing is so simple. If I have faith to sit on that stool, as you have faith to sit in that chair. Amen. God is the same way. We just have to put that simple faith into action. Amen. And so we know that it's easy to expect a result when it's always worked before. such as you sat in that chair. And what if faith was that simple? We say, what if faith is that simple? Well, it goes like this. You came in, you sat down in that chair, you didn't have any inspection of it to see if it could hold you. You just sat down in that chair because you had faith in that chair. You trusted that that chair was made for sitting on, and there was no doubt in your mind that it was going to hold you. And so placing your faith in Jesus and in His Word is as simple as sitting in a chair. Let's say that again. Placing your faith in Jesus and in His Word is as simple as sitting in this chair. You can take it to the bank. You can count on it. It's going to work. We think we got to try God. Well, I'm going to try. You know, like the children of Israel, can God, you know, make a way in the wilderness? Can God take care of us? Can God? I know I can go back to my old way of life and I'll be okay, but I'm not sure if God can. Yes, God can. Amen. Just as easy as it was for you to sit in that chair, that's how easy it is for you to have your faith in God's Word. Amen. It's as simple as sitting in a chair. True faith is trusting that God is who He says He is, and He does what He says He's going to do. That's true faith. God is who He says He is, and He is going to do what He says He's going to do. And so then, you have to have trust with faith. How is it that you have to have trust with faith? Well, trust is faith in action. It's faith in action. My faith is that chair is going to hold me, and now my faith is going to go into action because now I trust that this stool is going to hold me. So your faith is trust in action. It's trust in action. The difference between faith and trust. And here's the difference between faith and trust. We say we trust in the Lord. It's written on our coins. It's written on some of our bills. In God we trust. That's what we say. But do we really trust Him? Some people mistake in faith for trust and trust for faith. They're two different things. Faith is a noun. Faith is something that we have. Now, I read that to you, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And Jesus says to every man is given a measure of faith. We all have that faith. That's a noun. But faith, faith isn't trust. Okay, faith is a noun, it's something that we have, but faith isn't trust, because here's what it is. You get down to your English, trust is a verb, trust is an action word, trust is something that we must do. I have faith that God can do it, but now I have to trust that God can do it. I have faith that God can heal sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, but then trust is we putting that into action, that God is going to do it for me. I can have faith for somebody else that God will do it for them, but that trust is something that we must do. That woman with the issue of blood, she had faith, but she also had trust because she put her faith into action. She said, if I could but touch, and rephrasing a little bit, if I could but touch the hem of His garment, I know I'm going to be made whole. And well, I got the faith that, you know, God's going to do it, but then she had to put it into action. She had to go trust that it was going to happen when I touched His garment. And there was many other miracles that Jesus did. It wasn't just a faith thing, but it was the trust. And so trust is something that we must do. Trust is faith in action. Faith says this, and we're all here. We all get this part. Faith says He can. God can do anything. Amen. There's nothing impossible with God. With Him, all things are possible. That's good. You have that faith. Faith says He can, but trust says He is. He is. Faith says He can. Faith said He is going to do it. Said He is doing it, and it acts accordingly. We have that faith in God. It's easy to have faith in God, but it's harder to exercise our trust in Him. I have faith in God, but it's harder for me to exercise my trust in Him, that God is going to supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. God is going to help me in the situation that I am. So it's easy to have that faith, but it's harder to exercise trust in Him. You need to exercise your faith. And how do you exercise your faith? You exercise that by your trust in Him, by what you say. Here's an example of it. I'm going to bring it right down so you can understand it. We all say we have faith in God, but it's harder to exercise trust in Him. There was a man years ago who had a tight rope or a cable, whatever you want to call it, across Niagara Falls. And he would walk across that tight rope on Niagara Falls. And the crowds would gather to watch him. And I think most tight rope walkers have a pole that they can with them to help them with their balance, and he would do that, and they were just joyed by that. And so one time he took his manager and he put him on his back, and he walked across that cable above the falls, and everybody watched, and they thought, wow, that's a wonderful and that's a great thing, man, this man can do it. They had faith in the man, and the people were sure, amen, that he could do it. And so then what he did is he got a wheelbarrow, and he said, I'm going to push this wheelbarrow across the falls. And they says, oh, we know that you can do that. We seen you walk across carrying manager on your back. We know that you can push that wheelbarrow across that cable across the falls. Amen. But then something happened. Amen. The crowd was sure that he could do it. They had confidence he could do it. But when he asked for a volunteer to ride in the wheelbarrow, no one volunteered. They had faith he could do it, but they didn't put their faith into action. We do that many times with God. Oh, God, you can do anything. But when God wants us to get into the wheelbarrow and go on the ride with Him, we're like, oh, we're not so sure about that. When He asked for a volunteer, amen, no one responded. When it comes time to act on, when it comes time to act on their belief, amen, their faith that He could do this, they didn't act. They didn't trust Him. Many times we do the same thing with God. We see what God can do. We have faith in God. We believe it. We see what God can do in the Old Testament. We have seen what He can do. We've seen what He did with David when David was up against Goliath. We've seen what He did with Daniel. We know what He did with the three Hebrew children. And there's many miracles that happened in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. We've seen what God can do there. But when it comes time for us to need help from Him, do we trust that He can do it for us? That's faith in action. That's faith in action. I've seen what this stool can do. I've seen it hold some big people. I've seen it hold some skinny people. But now it's time for me to put that faith that I have that it can hold me. If I'm going to put that faith into action, I then have to sit on the stool for myself. Amen. That's faith in action. Amen. That trust that you can do that. We need to do that. Many times we've seen what God can do, and we believe we have faith. But when He asks us to ride along with Him, to trust Him, we sit still. We stand still. We hold back. We wonder. I'm not sure, God. Can you really do this? Lord, I know you did it for them, but can you really do it for me? And we just stop and we hinder God from doing things in our lives. And then that's where we come into that scripture that I read in Mark 9:24. This was a man that was having trouble putting his faith into action. He didn't have trust. He says, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. He had faith, but he didn't have trust. He knew Jesus could do it, but he wasn't sure that he was going to do it. He didn't have that trust. We know that Jesus can do it, but is he going to do it? That's putting that faith into action. Whatever circumstance, situation you're facing today, you have to put that faith into action. We say that we trust God, but we really don't trust God. What we need to say is, I have faith in God. I have faith in that man that he can walk across that tight rope pushing that wheelbarrow, but I don't trust him enough to get in that wheelbarrow and let him push me across to the other side. That's many times where we fall short on receiving what God wants us to do. There's lots of reasons that God wants us to trust in Him. And in Proverbs 3:5-6, it tells us exactly why we should trust in God. Because if we're trusting in God, we're putting our faith into action. I trust God's going to do it for me. God is going to deliver me. Paul and Silas, they knew the miracles of Jesus. They about them. They knew all those things, but when it came to them being in prison and being whipped and being in stocks and bonds like they were, they had to put that faith into action. God can deliver us, but will God deliver us? They put that trust in Him. They totally leaned back on Him. God, you got this. Amen. I don't have any fears. And so when we trust God, He guides us. There's tells us exactly why to trust Him. We have to be confident how to get there, how to trust in God. First of all, if you're going to trust in God, you have to be confident in God's care. If you were going to ride across that waterfalls with that guy that could do that tightrope walker, if you were going to do that and ride in that wheelbarrow, you would have to be confident in that man's care. If you're going to trust in God, you have to be confident in God's care. God, you got this. And if there's a day and an hour that we ever need to have complete trust and confidence in God, it's now. Look at the world situations and all that's going on. I hope you're not losing sleep on what's going on in the Middle East and in the situations around the world and in our own country here. If you're trusting in God, you have a complete confidence in God's care. God, it's time for me to quit walking on my own. It's time for me to jump in the wheelbarrow and for you to take, I'm going to take a ride with you because you're going to get me safely to the other side. That's where we need to be with our faith and trust and confidence in God. And so in the Hebrew word, in the book of Proverbs that we're looking at there, the trust word there means to put all your weight. Amen. And the example of that is putting all your weight. You put all of your weight on a bed. You put all of your weight on a chair. You put your full weight on it. We have to put our full weight and trust in God because it says in verse 5 of Proverbs chapter 3, trust. You put your full weight on God. God, you got this. I know you're going to get me safely to the other side. I know you're going to see me out of this circumstance. I know that you're going to see me out of this situation. And when you fully trust in God, amen, when you truly trust in God, you put your full weight on Him. God, there's no way I can do this on my own. And you don't do it trembling. You don't get into that wheelbarrow. If you really believe that tightrope walker could push you across that cable in that wheelbarrow, I hope you wouldn't get in that wheelbarrow and be like, oh, I'm not so sure about this. Man, if you weren't so sure about it, you know what's going to happen. That tightrope walker, he's going to lose control of that wheelbarrow and it's going to fall off the other side. You have to throw your complete weight and trust in that man and just get in there and be like a little baby and just lounge and close your eyes and lay back and say, take me to the other side. And when he's taking you to the other side in that wheelbarrow, you're able to look up and enjoy the blue sky. Amen. To hear the sound of the water, to hear all those crushing sounds around you, but you're safe in His care. And it's the same way with God. The crushing sounds all around us, there's trouble all around us, but I've just learned to lay back in Jesus and I'm trusting in Him. Amen. That's why our text says, how do we trust Him? It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You throw all your weight upon God. God, you got the situation in this country. You see the social unrest that's going on. God, I got all my weight. I got all my trust in you. Lord, you're going to handle this. You got this. There's nothing too hard for you to do. You put all your weight upon Him. Half-weighted or half-hearted trust is like half-hearted doubt. Half-hearted trust. Well, I think you can get me the other side in that wheelbarrow. But let me see, I want to have something down below this cable here, just in case this doesn't work out like I know it should work out, that there'll be a safety net there to catch me. We don't need any safety nets in the Lord. We're safe in His arms. We're safe in His care. He'll get us safely to the other side. We don't know what's going to happen to the economy. You get all kinds of doomsdayers talking and social media and things you have now and things that people have to say. Oh, there was one on there the other day. I just listened to a couple minutes of it, not even that long. I thought, I'm not going to listen to this anymore. And he's talking about an economic collapse, and it's going to happen on a Friday, and none of your money's going to be good. You're going to go to the banks, or all ATMs are going to be shut down. You're not going to be able to get cash anywhere. It's going to throw our country into chaos and so on and so forth. If that kind of stuff should happen, I'm not worried about it. Look at the chaos that Israel was in that lesson that we had in the adult class this morning. Amen. The people knew that God could, but then God did supply for them. God did come through for them. Amen. So half-hearted trust is no good. You have to completely trust in God that He will supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. Has God ever given reason not to trust Him? Has God ever given you a reason not to trust Him? Now the man with that tightrope in that wheelbarrow, if you would have seen him going across to And he's carrying his manager on his back, and you would have seen him take a fall then and the manager fall off. That would have given you a reason not to trust him. When he does the wheelbarrow, he'll say, "You trust me? Yeah, I know you can do it. We'll jump in." "Well, I'm not so sure you can do it." We do that many times with God. We know God can do it. We say God can do it. But when it comes time to trust him, we just don't trust him. It's as simple as sitting in the chair that you're sitting in. You just have to fall into his care. He will take care of you. And that's why this verse continues, "Lean not unto thine own understanding." Oh, we always like to have it all figured out how it's going to work. It don't make sense. I just can't do this. We have to trust God. God's got this. Amen. You can't put what you think ahead of what God thinks and knows. We do that many times. We put the reality of the situation ahead of what God knows, of what God's word says. Yeah, but, you know, God can do this. Yeah, but. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God help me? Will God really come through for me? God has never failed anybody. He will come through for you. Amen. And so you have two choices. Are you going to trust God? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to lean on your own understanding? You have to do that. That's putting faith into action, that trust. And so you can trust God completely. You put all your weight on him, or you lean on your own understanding. And if you lean on your own understanding, and know what that's going to bring? Confusion. It's going to put seeds of doubt within your heart. You're just going to be like, "Boy, I don't know. I can't do this." We'll exhaust all avenues, and, "Well, I guess I'll have to trust in the Lord." It doesn't work that way. So you have those two choices. Am I going to trust God, or am I going to lean on my own understanding? An example we have of that is David and Goliath. When David went up before that giant, amen, and when Noah was told to build that ark, and when Joshua was told to march around Jericho and to be silent and those walls would come down, are they going to trust God, or are they going to go on their own understanding? If David would have went on his own understanding, he would have never went and fought that giant, because that's not a good match. The little guy's always going to lose in a situation like that. It's not going to work. And Noah, he's going to go out there and he's going to build an ark. His faith was trust in action as he started to build that ark, and he knew that God was going to come through for him. And Joshua with Jericho, lean on his own understanding. How is this going to happen? Noah could have said it. What do you mean it's going to rain? It's never rained before. I don't believe it's going to happen. It just can't be. And Joshua with Jericho, wait a minute, God. We're going to march around those walls. That's all we have to do. And there's going to be a victory there. Amen. If he would have leaned on his own understanding, those Jericho walls would not have come down. He had to trust in God. We have to trust in the Lord. It says in that verse, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. But you don't know what I know. I don't want to know what you know. I know that God can and will deliver, and he will help. Amen, in that time of need. And so that's the first part of that, what we looked at today. We have to be confident in God's care. And then in verse 6, we have to be committed to God's purpose. And what's that? "In all thy ways acknowledge him." Amen. It's more than reading your Bible. It's more than praying. Amen. To acknowledge God means to see him. God, I want to see you for who you really are. I want you to be an alive God to me. I want you to be real to me. I don't want you to be just somebody that I read about and I've heard everybody say what you've done for them. I want to know you in a real way. And so if you acknowledge him, you look for his guidance in every area of your life. And it comes down to this simple little thing. How can you look for guidance in every area of his life? What would Jesus do in any given situation or circumstance that you're facing? You are acknowledging God. You are looking for his help. Amen. We always keep God in mind. And whatever we do, God is there. God's there in my marriage. God's there in my family. God's there in my leisure activities and things that I do. God is in everything that we do. God is in the school that I go to. God is there. God is at my work. Amen. God is in my finances. Amen. From the time you get up and all day long, you're just looking for God. You're acknowledging him. You're not thinking God's not here because I don't see him. God is here at all times. And if you could only see, amen, if we could only see what God wants us to see in our lives, if we only knew where God wants to lead us, if we could only understand what God has in store for us, I think we would pursue Him a little bit harder than what we do. We would be a little bit more serious about serving Him. We'd be a little bit more better in acknowledging Him in our lives. Amen. And so we have to bring the little things to God. We bring the little things to God. If we're acknowledging Him, we bring the little things to God, not just the big things. We bring the little things to God. And there's nothing that you go through in your life that's too big for God. So bring it all to Him. You bring everything to God. You just don't bring the little things, but you bring everything to God. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Amen. You acknowledge Him. And then lastly, in verse 6, you're controlled by God's will. And it says, and He shall direct thy paths. You do your part, and God will do His part. If you acknowledge Him in all of your ways, He will direct your paths. Amen. And that's a conditional promise. He won't force you to make correct decisions. He created you with the free will, but if you acknowledge Him, He will direct your path. And so our part is to bring it to God, bring it to Him, and in His time and in His will, He will direct us. But we have to hold steady. And it takes time, and this is a difficult part. And you can look in Jeremiah chapter 18, the first few verses there. It talks about the potter's house, how that clay's on the wheel, and that potter's making that pot the way He wants to make us. And many times we're on the potter's wheel, and God is working on us. He's taking impurities out of us. He's molding us, and He's making us. And God wants to be the pilot of your life. He wants to be the one that completely controls your life. And we're going to look at a verse here in closing today. In Psalms chapter 32, we're going to look at this. God wants to be in complete control of your life. And God wants to be the driver of the ship. Okay? The captain of the ship. The pilot of the airplane. The chauffeur of the car. He doesn't want to be the co-pilot. And this is what it says in Psalms 32, verses 8 through 10. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. And that means he will be surrounded by the mercy of God. God don't want us to be like a mule or a horse that don't have any understanding. He has to put a bit in their mouth, and he has to say, you turn this way, you turn that way, you go straight, you back up. God doesn't want to do that to us. We're not to be like that. Many of us are like that with God. We're just waiting for God to say, go this way, go that way, go forward, go backward, do this, do that. God gave you a free will. You can do what you want, but you need to acknowledge God in all of your ways. And so are you today? Amen. Where are you today? There's three categories that you can fall into in closing this morning. What kind of person are you today when it comes to faith? I do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Thank you, Reverend, but no thank you. I'm going to do what I want to do. Or the second person is one that will do what I think I ought to do. I think I ought to do this. Do you want to be the person that's going to do what you're going to do? Nobody's going to tell you. Or the person, this is what I think I ought to do. Or do you want to be the person that will do what He leads you to do? I think we need to choose to be the person that will do what God leads us to do. I'm not going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to do what I think I ought to do. I'm going to do what He wants me to do. And so, finishing with this example, when you get onto a bus, or you get onto an airplane, even you might be able to understand that better. You get on that bus, you get on that airplane, you don't have any worries that you're going to get where you want to go. You get on, you have full faith and trust in that chauffeur of the bus or the pilot of the airplane that you're going to get where you want to go. I don't get up there and tell that pilot how to run that airplane. I sure don't know how to run that airplane. It'll come crashing to the ground. Either that or I'll take us out of the stratosphere and the thing will blow up because I don't know what I'm doing. Yet we do that with God. God's taken us. We're in His care. He's taken us on a journey. He's taken us somewhere. And sometimes in an airplane, you'll hit some bumpy air, boom, 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 and the plane rattles from side to side. I was on one time, and not only did the front go down like this, and another time the back went like this, and you can hear the engines revving up. It's like very unnerving. Oh, I wasn't tempted to run up there and say, "Pilot, let me at it, because I think I can do better." But in life, we do that many times with God. When we're on that bumpy ride of life, we get up there, "God, get out of the seat. I can do better. I can figure this out." Think about how silly and how foolish that is. We need to put our faith and our trust in God. We need to be confident in God's care. We need to be committed to God's purpose. And we need to be controlled by God's will. Amen. If Sister Bonnie can come down to the music. Let us stand this morning. Amen. Do you have that faith in God? Yep, we all have faith in God. Even the people that are not saved have faith. Sit down in a chair, they get in a car, they get on whatever. They have faith. But trust. That's putting faith into action. I know I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you. Why don't we sing that little chorus? I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And seal this up with prayer this morning in your heart. God, help me to trust in you. Oh, I have faith in you, God. You're going to take me to the other side. But when it really comes down to it, there has to be trust. We've been watching a lot of things about the persecuted people in this world. They all have something in common. They all have faith in God. But when you're going through that persecution, now they have to trust God. God, I trust you. You're going to get me safely to the other side. You're going to get me out of this situation. If you don't get me out of this situation, you're going to be with me clear through this situation. And I'm going to come forth as gold, as Job cried. Amen. I'm coming out a winner if I live or if I die. We have to have that faith and trust in God. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, each one to seal this up in our heart today, God, that we put that faith into action in our heart. We do that by trust, God. We're going to show that we have faith by putting our trust in you. God, you're going to take the wheel. You're going to run this bus. You're going to run this plane. You're going to run my life, God. I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to follow you because you're the pilot. You're the one that's going to get me safely to the other side. Help us, God, Lord, that we will trust you as we should trust you. In the name of Jesus, help each one today, Lord. Let's just sing this a couple times.